time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we back. Back in your ear, crystal clear. You know what it is. In the Conversation, ITC, all of that fly shit. You know, a lot of talk up front, you know. Pleasantries, generalities, and all of that hot shit. What's good with you?
Oh, man, everything's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
Out That's here, crystal is. Clear for your ear. You know.
There you go.
Think you missed there
you
that
go.
Part.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Something for the people. Word. You know, you crack the mic, you feel like you got to do something. You know what I mean? I think that's it. I don't know. Maybe that's a cultural thing.
You got to let them know you're in the building.
Let them know. Let them know you on the motherfucking mic on the MIC. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway. Shit. How's your day? How's your week going? How was your weekend?
My day is fine. My weekend was cool. It was my wife's birthday. So we celebrated that, you know what I'm saying? Went out into the natural restaurant up in the natural, you know what I mean? So I had a nice little view. Some good vittles.
What's the natural? What's that? You mean
the trees, the trees and the goddamn river, you know what I'm saying? It was on the riverfront.
You know, oh, this is outside of Atlanta.
No, this is in Atlanta. This
Atlanta got a river now?
The Chattahoochee River, nigga. I never knew that. You never heard of the Chattahoochee?
I've heard of the Chattahoochee, but I never seen it. Like, you know, it's so funny. I remember me and my homie used to always say, yo, Atlanta would be fire if they had some water.
I mean, this ain't the kind of water you talk about.
It's like a little, okay.
This right, type of shit you might, you know, kayak in or something, but you ain't
lay it off on the shore.
It's a river. It's a real authentic river that runs through Georgia where they used to do goddamn transport and goods and steamboats and shit. It's not as hefty as it used to be, but it's there.
But it's on the outskirts.
No, it's this place is in Buckhead. This runs through Atlanta.
I don't be seeing a lot of shit, dog. And that's crazy.
It runs. I know. I've heard of it first from Columbus, Georgia, because my roommate was from there, and it separates Georgia and Alabama down there. You know what I'm saying? So it's a it's a major sight to see. I mean, yeah, you know, a river ain't an ocean. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
You know, so it ain't like, you know, oh, wow, let's gaze over the sunset. But, you know, it's a piece of water running through some cities ambience. And shit. Yeah, you know.
You said through some titties?
Some cities, man. What are you talking about? It's on your mind.
The Chattahoochee.
The hoochie coochie titties. Nigga, what is we talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, Georgia Beach. All right. I'm bugging.
Yeah, this runs through Georgia. It comes straight through motherfucking Buckhead. You know what I'm saying? And straight down through Georgia. Like I say, I think it ends in Florida, but in right around Columbus, it separates Georgia and Alabama.
That's what's up. That's good to know. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
Chattahoochee. I got to go find that. I'll go see it. See, I can't.
I
want to see it in real life. I want to see where it's at in Buckhead. See what I missed. You know, I had to revisit Atlanta. It's been a long, long time. You know, it's been a minute. So yeah, we'll go see the water and all that. But y'all were in the natural. You said,
yeah,
y'all
amongst the elements. You had the river outside. You know, it's like runs like right by. Well, Buckhead meets the Vinings, you know what I'm saying? The river probably separates the Vinings from Buckhead.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So it runs all the way down the west. Hold on. It runs all through the Vinings and shit. Then it goes out 285 way through back of Bankhead. Shit like that.
That's something I really never knew about it. I for sure was like, yo,
it was a river.
Nah. That's interesting. All right. Well, that's cool. So that had nice, that's nice ambiance, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. That was nice. You know what I'm saying? It was uh-huh. it was a moment. You know what I'm saying? Got to take some pictures. The kids was involved. You know what I'm saying? That's then cool. The next day, really, you know what I'm saying? I went and I took the car to get washed for the first time since I've been back driving. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I recently got back behind the wheel. And so that was cool, taking a Sunday ride to get the car washed and, you know what I'm saying, bumping the music and shit. Felt good. You know what I'm saying?
What you listening to? Anything particular?
I was listening to Marvin Gaye in My Lifetime, specifically. That specific song is like the soundtrack to my whole style. Curtis Mayfield and that particular song is like Ali. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want a soundtrack to my life, that's one of them.
You know what album is that on?
In My Lifetime.
That's the name of the album?
Yeah. And the song is called In My Lifetime. But it's a lot of joints. It's a lot of hard joints on that record to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Might be unfamiliar with that too.
The bass, the motherfucker on bass on that album was woo-wee. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Marvin Gaye, he produced it and arranged it and all that shit. But they played the fuck out that bass on that album. And bumping it in the car. You know what I'm saying? Some old school shit. It ain't, you know what I'm saying, for the new, but that shit was, you know, that's my jam. So it felt good rolling down in the clean car, you know what I'm saying? Bumping the Marvin Gaye and shit, just thinking like, shit, man, almost wasn't here. That motherfucker, my wife probably would have sold a car. It would have been none of this, you know what I'm saying? So went, got the car washed at the Auto Spa Bistro, which, you know, it got the bar and the restaurant inside the car wash.
With the grits.
Yeah, with the grits. So I had me some breakfast. I ain't drinking right now. I don't even have a desire to drink. But I did see my homeboy Cat got a tequila called Clase Once Once. Clase 1111. They had it on the shelves in there. You know what I'm saying? So that was a nice moment watching the cat grind, and then you see his products on the shelves and shit. So that was dope. So it was a good weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? You see a little innovation to get yourself hyped to get back on all your grind. You know what I mean? Be back in the roll, whipping. You know what I mean? Just like, shit, I got to get back on my feet. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I felt, bro. That was this weekend. Right. Yeah.
That sounds good. That's cool, man. I didn't do too much this weekend. I had show Saturday night. That was cool. Friday, did I do anything? I can't even remember if I did anything Friday. I think I was real low-key. I didn't do shit on Sunday. I know that. I kind of just chilled out. Watch Silence of the Lambs. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that shit in like at least 20 years. So I wanted to check it out. Somebody had talked about it recently, and I was like, yeah, let me give it a rewatch, see if it holds up. And I enjoyed it. It was pretty good. It's a little gets a little, it loses me a little bit in the middle. Just gets a little, I guess, dull or whatever. But It turns up like last 30 minutes. Anthony Hopkins is a wild dude, man. Just the type of acting he was doing in that shit. He was giving a real strong gaze through the whole shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like early, what's my man from Zoolander? Early Ben Stiller. What was Ben? Blue Ice. What was that shit called? I forget what it was called. But this nigga was like going real, like, it looked so deliberate. It was hilarious. But I did that. Had a show, like I said, Saturday. Had a show last night. I went to go see Killers of the Flower Moon, the new Martin Scorsese movie. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because I was supposed to go to like the 11:30 showing. just off the strength, because this movie is 3 hours, 26 minutes. Mm. You know what I mean? So already that's a concern, right? So I'm like, I want to see this shit. So let me go as early as I can. And I'm driving down there. And I already know, you know, parking could be a little bit of an issue. So I leave damn near at least 30, 40 minutes beforehand. Dude, I spent 40 minutes looking for parking. Actually, more than that, looking for parking. Then it was like, because the shit was supposed to start at 11:30. I'm like, it's going to be at least 20 minutes of previews. Let me spend this next little 20, try to find something. The alternate side, they had like two different alternate sides on the same day. So I missed the first one. And the second one was going to be over at 12:30. So it was all of these spots, but they 12:30 spots. So I'm sick because all it's just like a fucking, you know, it's like a, what do you call it? It's like a mirage of parking.
They be waiting to get driving. You. Go ahead, get that
movie. Hell yeah. And then there's the part of you that maybe it's the thirsty side of me. You know what I mean? And the gamble where I'm like, maybe I could pull in the cut in one of these little alternate side joints. And then, you know, I keep at least one ticket in my trunk just to, you know what I mean? Which I know is the, I'm sure if you like a fucking meter maid or whatever, I don't even know if you call them that anymore, but you one of them people, I'm sure that's the first thing you look at. You just like, nigga, that ain't my work. I don't even fold my shits like that.
They already know. They sitting there waiting. They know it's empty. Yeah. They at the spot now where it's time to ticket. Mm-hmm. They know about a movie at 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Right. Somebody going to take their chance and think it ain't what it is. And here I come. That's an easy ticket.
Yeah, it's an easy ticket. So, boom, it was about, shit, at this point, now it's about 12. It's about 12 o'clock. So now I'm like, damn, I done missed at least 10 minutes of it. You know what I mean? Dang. I'm like, fuck, all right, bet. Let me go ahead and maybe just park and you know, just pay for pay parking or whatever the fuck. Like, pay at the meter. Meter parking is a little dicey. I could damn near see the movie fucking three times. You know what I mean? The whole reason I'm going on the Tuesdays because the Tuesday is when you get the $7 movie. So I'm like, I'm defeating the whole purpose. Then I'm like, should I just jet and just chalk it? Or should I just go in, be an hour behind, and then maybe do the old school, you know, the old school, go to the next theater after the show and try to catch up on that? But I was like, chill. So boom, I'm driving around. And I said, you know what, man? Fuck it. I'm going to park. 12:30, I'm just going to walk in and we're going to see what it's going to be. You know what I mean? If worst comes to worst, I just come back. I catch the rest of it. I'm already out here. I'm committed to it. It is what it is. So now the 12:30 spots are getting harder to find because everybody pulling in, you know, 12:30 right around the corner. Finally, I find a little spot, chill. Fortunately, I was listening while I'm looking for parking. I was listening to the new Chill Moody project. I think it's called It's Almost Time or something like that. Still Time. Good project. Chill Moody, you know, he in his bag, man. He's good. His wordplay is crazy. He got some ill wordplay, so that was good to check out. But, boom, so I pull up into a little 12:30 spot, wait it out, and when I'm in my, well, two things. One, as, you know, and this is the corniest shit. I hate when these motherfuckers do this shit. It's about to be a wrap. It's about to be over. It's about to be 12:30. Now here comes street sweeper cat pulling up, you know, and they be wanting you to move when they pull up. So the cat's behind, and I got a nice little spot, and it could get tricky when you got to pull out and pull back in because then niggas get a little disrespectful sometimes, whatever, get a little, you know, boom. So everybody's starting to move. He blowing the horn, people taking their time, moving out. I'm about to move. I'm tight about it, but I'm about to move. Looked at the clock, 12:30. Sorry, guy, I'm in bounds. Okay, but then Pete. So this was the fly shit. When I got to the car, when I got into my little spot, I look on the show times to see what the next one is. Because again, I was going to try to do the double back, catch an hour of another showing. Turns out there's a whole new showing starting at 12:15. You know what I mean? Now, 12:15, 12:30, that's 15 minutes of previews. I'll be right there on time. So boom, I walk up to the spot. It's an older black lady chilling, getting the tickets. And I guess I just liked her energy. She's an older black lady. I figured we, you know what I mean? We can, we'll, she'll feel me. Cause I was going to just do it regardless. But I said, hey, listen, I got an 11:30 ticket, but I see there's a 12:15. Can I exchange it? She was like, yeah, it's all good. Boom. Bing. Jumped in the spot. Same seat I would have had at the last one. Mm-hmm. Maybe a seat over. It was another black woman like sitting where I was going to sit. So I put, you know, I made sure to have like a little courtesy seat between the two of us. Nobody want to play nobody close in the theater, especially when it's not that crowded, you know. And then, you know, it's a movie, so I done snuck in some of my accoutrements. You know what I mean? I got me a little golden monkey.
Now, what time this movie started?
It's early as fuck. Well, it was supposed to start at 11:30. Uh-huh. But
you went 12:15 situation. And this afternoon.
This is afternoon, 12:15 p.m. Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so I got my. Oh no, it wouldn't be no twat. Nah, hell no, I wouldn't do the. And it, I wouldn't have been no alternate side of the parking that late. So anyway, boom, jump in there. It's a good ass movie. I'm gonna tell you this. It's a good movie. This shit could be a lot shorter. This shit 3 hours 26 minutes. It could be a little. Martin could have trimmed a few of them little portions that I slept through. He could have cut them shits. Because I definitely felt, it was funny, me and the lady that was over there, it was almost like we was like alternating falling asleep. You know what I'm saying? And I had to kind of run to the bathroom a couple times, which I hate having to run to the bathroom in the middle of a movie because you feel like, damn, I'm about to miss a plot point. You be trying to like strategize, like, this don't feel like this is that necessary. But I came back. I was like, yo, what happened? You know, not what happened, but I said, did he do this? She was like, yeah. I was like, all right, good looking out. So, but it'd be some moments when I look up or I could hear her kind of like low, not snoring, but sleep. You know what I mean? And then it was a couple times when I fell asleep and shit. Cause you know, it's them recliner chairs, you know, and that there.
Did you get anything out of this movie?
No. I enjoyed the movie. The movie's pretty fucking good. The movie was really good. It's just long as fuck. The movie's good.
Wait, nigga. Go ahead. I went to sleep a couple of times. I went to the bathroom a couple of times.
Yeah.
I was an hour late.
No, I was an hour late for the earlier screening.
So you made it this one.
I got an official screening, so I got to see it from the onset. Which was way better, obviously. It set everything up. That hour was crucial, obviously. The movie was really good. I enjoyed it. I'm actually looking up, what's my girl's name? So, you know, it's Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, Jesse Plemons, and this new actress, Lily Gladstone, and she was really good. So basically, the story is interesting. It's about, and it's actually based on a book, which is based on a true story. So, and it's also kind of couched about the creation of the FBI, which I didn't realize, because they kept calling it kept calling themselves the Bureau of Investigation. They wouldn't even call themselves the FBI. Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole situation is about, I think it's in Oklahoma. I want to say it's in Oklahoma. And it's a, I don't know if it's a reservation, but it's a community of the Osage people. They're like Indian people who are doing really well. Mm-hmm. Like they got a lot of money. I'm not sure if it's from oil. I think it might be from oil money, but they got a lot of money. They're doing well. Right. And, you know, it's like a pretty close-knit Indian community. However, there's like a lot of like white guys coming down there and, you know, pulling up, marrying in, getting some of these women pregnant, you know, because they trying to get into some of this money. Mm-hmm. And they ain't really looking to work. They looking at these women as a come up. You know what I'm saying? And they kind of know it. Most of them know it. Right. So some are with it. Some are not with it. But basically, Leo's character, I don't know where he's coming from. I guess he was in the war or something. He was coming from abroad somewhere, and he's going to see his uncle, who's De Niro, and De Niro is kind of set up shop down there. He's been like, he's all the way in the community for the most part. Like, damn near like a pillar. He speaks the native tongue and all of that shit. Like, he's all in, and he's kind of, you know, telling, giving Leo the lay of the land and telling him how to move and da-da-da-da-da. So Leo is kind of like driving a cab initially. He got a little car. He's doing like a little, you know, old school Uber type of action. He's a cab driver. He picks up, what is her name? Molly. He picks up Molly. That's the Indian woman. Picks up Molly. Just happenstance type thing. Picks her up. And then next thing you know, she kind of becomes like his, you know, his frequent fare, you know. And they kind of, you know, they hit it off a little bit. So his uncle, De Niro, one night they at the table. And his uncle is like, yo, you know Molly Bergstrom or whatever. You know Molly? He's like, yeah, it's one of my fans. He said, yeah, look. You know, she used to be with somebody, but she ain't with him no more. That's a prospect. He's like, what you talking about? He's like, yo, she got bread. You know what I mean? Like, she, that's that. You, if you pull up, if you get that, shit could be nice for you. You know what I mean? Like, this shit, you could be paid. He's like, really? He's like, you know, I wasn't even looking at a prospect. We just vibe. You know what I mean? Like, we kind of get along. So then you see him kind of court her. Long story short, he wound up marrying her. Oh, and what you see at the beginning is just like, it's like a lot of these Indian, particularly the women, mm-hmm. more than the men, but a lot of these Indian people are being killed, and it's like unreported. You know what I mean? Not unreported, but like no follow-up. It's like unsettled. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of people being killed. You see one or just dying. You see people dying, and it's like unconfirmed type shit. Then you see one get shot. Wow. And the dude puts the gun in her hand. They call it a suicide. You know, shit like that. So they kind of preying on these people. And, you know, so that's really like the basis of the whole shit. And it's a long ass movie. So, but what I like about it, and Scorsese is good with how he sets up shops, how he sets up shots, how he tells these stories. But it really makes you, I mean, it's a lot of different things. They talk about, you know, you start looking at, I don't say colonialism, but you're just looking at how people could kind of invade what shit you got going on. Mm-hmm. You know, they also make a reference to, I guess it was around the same time, they make a reference to like Black Wall Street, because they're in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So they like, this is like the same shit that was going on Black Wall Street type of thing. So they make it a reference to, you know, these like the Klan and all these people just kind of preying on these thriving ass communities or whatever. Mm-hmm. And lastly, what was cool was just how they kind of captured the customs of these people. You know, like it just, I appreciated that, you know, like back in the days when shit was just real simple, you know, like when you just live it. There was one moment where she had him over for dinner, and she was like, yeah, I got some whiskey. I got some good whiskey too. I'm about to pull out some whiskey. So she go get the whiskey, and then it just starts storming. It starts raining all crazy. He goes to close the window. She's like, no, leave the window open. Mm. You got to be quiet. And he's like, what's going on? You know, he kind of trying to fill the little space with, you know what I mean, like some type of at least nervous banter. She's like, nah, it's a storm. When it's a storm, we got to be quiet. And like, it was just like the respect for the land. Like, it was ill just to see how in tune they were with the world. You know, they call the sun, I think they call the sun like grandfather. They called the moon mother. Like, you know, it was ill. They called God almost like Wakanda, damn near Wakata or something like that. It kind of sounds very close to Wakanda. But you know, long story short,
pandering in this movie.
You said a lot of pandering. What you mean?
Throwing in a lot of cultures and situations to get people charged up, you know. Let's throw the Klan in there. Let's throw Black Wall Street in there. Blah blah blah.
Oh, you mean they just covering a whole bunch of bases?
Covering
and
a lot
like
of bases, trying to put some asses in the seats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it ain't. They ain't leading with that, and it's like real peripheral. You know what I mean? But yeah.
I wonder when they shot it.
When they shot it, I want to say they might have shot it pre-COVID.
Yeah,
because I think it was supposed to come out earlier, but then COVID happened and you know what I mean? So it's a whole thing. I haven't really read up too much on it. I'm about to start doing some reading on it. It's a good Scorsese interview in GQ that I want to check out. And then, you know, just kind of find out a little bit of the backstory and how this all came about or whatever. But I enjoyed it. It was pretty good. I literally just damn near walked out the theater a couple hours ago.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What make you want to do afternoon movies?
Well, Tuesdays, you know, that's when we record. Like I said, Tuesdays is shit. It's the discount day. $7 movies. So I'll do that shit. And I got the, should I be having afternoons free? So I'll just run down there and go catch a movie. And oftentimes in the afternoon, it's not as crowded. You know what I mean? Like, so I like to get a nice little seat and just chill. Yeah.
All right. That's a nice little routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something to do, something cool, something to do. I walked through Barnes & Nobles. I ain't been through Barnes & Nobles in forever. You know, I was over by 84th Street. Mm-hmm. So I was in the old, over by, you know, that old Upper West Side area.
Right.
Went through the Barnes & Nobles, see what that was looking like. I felt like a little museum.
Yeah, I know that Barnes. That Barnes & Nobles right there. They got that old school style.
Yeah, they changed it up a little bit. They got rid of a lot of shit like in the middle. Like they knocked down. They used to have, if you remember, like when you walked in there, they used to have like a big ass counter in the middle and a couple other things. They kind of moved that out the way. They even moved where they got the little, like it used to be a whole little magazine section towards the front.
Mm-hmm.
All of that's gone. It's just like a big ass floor plan with a bunch of different tables of books. I didn't go upstairs, so I don't even know what happened to the magazine section. I don't think they did, but they must have moved it upstairs because I didn't see it. It still looked like they had the little Starbucks. They still had the little Starbucks in the cut. I didn't like again. I had to jump up back uptown, so I was just kind of just doing a spin through, and yeah, it was definitely change the layout a lot, you know. So that was that. Yeah. Yeah, that was my day.
Niggas trying to stay alive, man. Niggas trying to stay alive. Keep niggas out of there from reading all them free magazines.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. We'll see how it go.
Cup of tea and some 15 magazines and get busy.
I tell you this, man. I was just looking at shit that was out just to know what to get from the library.
Oh,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I told you that shit is not. That's why I went to get the, you know what I mean, to know what's what,
right?
What's on the charts, and then go to the library, get that shit for free. And I'm trying to tell you, I got to get on this library because shit is, it ain't even no wait like right now. Like, you know what I'm saying, I got the Jada Pinkett book the weekend it came out from the library. I'm like, damn,
niggas is not fucking with the library. Wait a little while. You already winning. You ready?
Yeah, bro. You know. Nah, I ain't even crack it open yet. I got a couple things. I'm listening to the Leslie Jones book.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished the Joey Diaz book, and I got a couple books too. So I got the Jeezy and the Jada Pinkett joint. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna probably crack that this week.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. Shit. That's a nice little afternoon. I had nowhere near that kind of afternoon.
Nah, well, you know.
Nah, I'm just not. Yeah, I'm not that active. That's all. I'm just stuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I did go to the gym.
Yeah.
Not to do real gym shit, but I walked on the treadmill. Like
physical therapy type of thing.
Well, just you know, they told me to get some walking in on the treadmill and that type of shit. So,
okay.
I went and did 40 minutes on the treadmill walking. You know, that sounds like light work to most people. But it was a thing. It's actually pretty long. And the main part is kind of like keeping your balance and not holding on.
Okay. So
I'm in the gym watching the gym culture and shit. You know, I ain't really ever been in the gym like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go get your spray and wipe off the machine and. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the niggas who, you know what I'm saying, who hold down the weight section, making all the noise. You know, you got all of the the middle-aged women, you know what I'm saying, reclaiming they space and looking at you crazy because you walking and they jogging up and down the treadmill and shit. It's a lot of interesting things going on in the Planet Fitness. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
old Planet Fitness.
Yeah, but you know, people trying to get in shape, right? The old man being I don't know what this one old man was doing. He was just in not fixing the machine, but twinkling with the machine for about 20 minutes. And he got on it's like a stair climbing type of thing for about 15 minutes and then quit. I was like, nigga, you cleaned it. You cleaned it and tinkered with it longer than you was on it.
He probably liked that just as much as he liked being on that shit.
He just liked looking around. That nigga was just doing all the looking around shit.
Oh, so he was in there peeping.
Yeah. He looking for a conversation. I don't think his machines was getting him no rhythm, so I think he moved to something else.
That's funny.
So that was, you know what I'm saying, that started it off, but you know, that shit, that whooped my ass. I took a nap, nigga.
That's
all crazy, but I was like, shit.
That was enough.
Take me a zap.
What was you listening to?
That was the whole point. Nigga, I went in there and I had my shit. You know what I'm saying? Had my phone, had my AirPods and shit. I was ready to, you know what I'm saying, put on something. Open the AirPods, no light, nigga. No light, no nothing, nigga. I was just like, I gotta do this shit. Raw dog with the natural elements.
And all that grunting.
Grunting and the news, the news and the ESPN, all at the same time. God damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing the stares of scrutiny. You know what I'm saying? Where niggas just looking at you like, nigga, what is you doing? So I'm
feel like an outsider.
Well, I'm definitely outside. I ain't dressed like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no gym outfit. You know what I mean? My sweats look like I'm about to, you know, dress up somewhere.
Right.
So walking in, everybody already know I'm walking in with my little wobble walk. Niggas like, what the hell this nigga did? He got on a Scully.
You had the Scully on throughout the whole shit?
Yeah, nigga, it's me. Got my, you know what I'm saying? You know my glasses like shaded up top, and then my clear. Glasses when I was in the rehab. Oh, man, okay. I got to tell you about that, man. They tried me. So.
How they break your
shit? Nigga, I'm about to tell you. Nigga, that shit making me mad all over again. So I'm in the rehab. Stuck in the bed and shit. So they come in, this lady come in around about 4:30 in the morning to draw blood. You know what I'm saying? So she come in, you know, I got all my little snacks and stuff on my table, laying next to the bed, cause you know, get hungry in the night, you know, I got enough fruit and nuts and all kind of little shit to fuck with. My glasses is up on the table with my phone. So she come in, and it's dark. So before she get to the light, you know, she done rustled 2-3 things off the table. I wake up like, oh, shit, what the fuck? She like, oh, you know what I mean? And, you know, acting like it ain't nothing. She wasn't even like, I'm sorry or nothing like that. She acting like it ain't nothing.
Right.
And then so she reached down, picked something up, and it was like my water bottle. She picked up a water bottle and something else. She's like, oh, yeah, I just dropped these two things. And then she took my blood. And then she skedaddled out. And on the way out, she was like, yeah, I'll come back and clean it up. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking nothing. It's 4:30 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even up. So I see the other lady, the black lady, come in to clean up the shit. When she said she was coming back to clean up the shit. But she never reappeared. So the black lady come in, clean up the shit. You know what I'm saying? And then skedaddle. So I wake.
Oh, she didn't even address it.
No, because she didn't know. How is she going to know? The lady already picked the stuff up. Only thing left is the water on the floor. You see what I'm saying?
I'm thinking your glasses is broken.
They are. They broken, but she picked them up and put them back on my desk without saying shit. is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought she left the broken glasses. My bad. Tell your story.
This the insult, because then if she would have did that, yeah. I wouldn't have known. You know what I'm saying? But no, right. The glasses was okay. Already back up. I wake up about 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? My phone mm-hmm. is buzzing. So I go to put my glasses on to address the phone. These shits in two separate pieces. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Boy, nigga, I've been that mother. I'm causing a fit, nigga. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. The lady came in here for 30, broke my shit, didn't say shit, just dipped. Oh, nigga, I was hot. Still waiting on that check. Because they supposed to replace them. I still ain't got a check yet. Because I was like, I told everybody, the doctor, everybody, I'm like, doctor, you being that motherfucker, you ain't got nothing but you in the bed.
Right,
motherfuckers
right,
keep showing up. Motherfucker came to the bed. Right. Yeah, so how you doing? I'm like, well, I ain't doing that well today. You want to know why? Motherfucker came in here about 4:30 in the morning, knocked my shit off, stepped all on them, broke them. I ain't got no glasses. I can't see. It's going to be hard for my balance, man.
This shit is a problem.
It's a problem. Yeah. And I'm usually a cool motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A cool
right.
motherfucker, man. But that time, nigga, I was raising hell. And I had a roommate, nigga, at the time. Oh, uh-huh. Lord, nigga. This nigga was crying. Yeah, nigga. This nigga.
Crying about, like, just in pain crying? Or
yeah, he had a pain. He had a pain, right?
Okay.
And so he asked them for some pain medication, which I understand. You know what I'm saying? And they wouldn't. Right. They wouldn't. The doctor had to prescribe it to him, and he didn't really understand that. He like, man, just bring me the shit. You know what I'm saying? They give him, like, Tylenol. Right. Man, that shit wasn't working. So it's 12:30, 1 o'clock. No, nigga go to bed about 9. So this nigga been ripping and moving around, tossing and turning, and you know what I'm saying, for the last 3 hours. So round about, you know, 2:30, 3 something in the morning, late, this nigga started talking about, if they don't come do something, I'm going to start throwing things. I'm going to tear this place up. I'm like, man, you need to chill, man. Listen, the motherfuckers can't do nothing for you, man. The doctor's going to have to do it for you. So when you call them in, you need to tell them about to talk to your doctor, man, because you throwing shit ain't going to help nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here trying to counsel the nigga through the goddamn curtains and right. shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't see him. You got the little curtains drawn. Like, hey, man, you need to chill. Because you start throwing shit, I'm going to start throwing shit at you. You know what I'm saying? Because this is not what we finna do, man. I'm trying to go to sleep. Nigga, they going to be in this motherfucker at 4:30, and you around this motherfucker crying. Hey, man. So this nigga didn't get what he wanted. He tossed and turned all night, dog. I'm talking about crying. And then 6 o'clock, the doctors is coming. I was like, yo, when your doctor come in here, man, tell them about your pain, man. You know what I'm saying? So they could put it on the right. on the thing, because I know how this shit go. I haven't been here. You knew. Mm-hmm.
You was the OG. You was new.
Yeah.
He was the new one.
He was the new one. He had only been there 2 nights, a night or 2. That might have been his first night he was wilding. But
gotcha.
But I was like, tell your doctor, man, so they could put it on your thing. You know what I'm saying? They give mm-hmm. it to you. The nurses don't give you shit unless the doctor put it on there.
Right.
Doctor come in. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nigga, you ain't okay. You better tell these people you can't sleep. I'm okay. I'm going to make it through. And then the niggas left. I was like, man, you ain't trying to win, man. The next night, he howling and complaining again. I'm like, man, you should have told your doctor, man. You tripping. And then they moved him up out of there after that. I was happy.
Okay, that's crazy. That's hilarious. That's crazy as shit. Did you ever see homegirl that broke your glasses? Did she ever appear?
Man, she skedaddled. But I knew. I gave him the time. I gave him the description. You know what I'm saying? I gave him the description. You know what I'm saying? She was the only white lady who came up in there. Like, man, she was a phlebotomist, nigga. I knew all that. I was on her. I ain't have a name, but I gave her, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we talked to her. We investigated, blah, blah, blah. Man, send me my check. Because now I got to. So now back to the original story. I'm in the gym with my shaded glasses. So I'm looking at.
Right.
I got my club sweats on.
Yeah.
My
looking like you just hanging out. Right. Like you just, you know, posted loitering in that right. bitch.
Got, you know what I'm saying? Got my scully on and my shades. Niggas, right. niggas looking like, man, this nigga ain't serious. Walking, walking on just the treadmill.
Practicing walking the block. Yeah, shit. You practicing for a whole different type of environment. All right. That's funny as shit.
So that's how my day went. I ain't had no, you know what I'm saying, movie experience. Mm. Oh, shit. Maybe movies might be cool to do. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, check that out. Check that out. AMC Tuesdays. It's a good little situation. I seen a lady on the treadmill, a blonde lady on the treadmill one time. Mm. She came with a, she had like one of her, you know, her helper. She had her own little stick and she, you know, gave the helper her stick. The lady sat, you know, mm-hmm. stood right next to the treadmill and she walked that shit. And it was just, I never seen that before. I was like, oh, wow, that's deep. Because at first I was like, yo, what's going on? Why they so close? Why they just... Why is she playing or so? I didn't peep that she was blind at first. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, lady. Nigga, you need a team out here, boy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I look at it totally different now. I'm like, shit, I need me a helper.
Get that for me. Get that for me. But look out. Yeah.
But when you think about it, though, you know what I'm saying? Getting your walk exercise in. On a treadmill, when you blind, is a lot easier than being out in the real world. A lot safer than being out in the real world. You know what I'm saying? You could just, you know, do what you do now. Shit, now you got to keep pace, nigga. I almost slid off the back of that motherfucker today.
Yeah, that shit could happen. It could happen real easy. And it could get, it is real embarrassing if it go down. Yeah, nigga, it could go down. It is like that. Yeah, like I'm that.
I'm doing my little walk. Woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? I got about 5 minutes to go. You know what I'm saying? I up my speed. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, a couple of points. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, shit, let me finish strong. I'm walking and shit. I ain't think nothing of it.
Some purpose.
I couldn't tell. You know what I'm saying? Man, the back of my heel started hitting the back of that machine. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, you gotta go to a whole new Planet Fitness after that. Wait it out. Wait it out for a while. There you go, homie.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Shit, I need my helper.
That's funny.
Man, please. But that was the day, man. Oh, shit. You know, life is good, man. It's all good to be able to laugh at all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit be tickling me. So.
And it should sound funny.
Yeah.
Counseling a nigga through the curtains is hilarious. that's funny as shit.
But you know what I'm saying? When you stuck in this space where you can't really do a whole lot, like you can, but you know what I'm saying? You gotta set your regimen and you gotta, you know, get your exercise in and the things you need to do around without the work part of it. So you start having to do things in life that you never really was doing. So you
like what?
The gym, nigga.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, going to the appointments and shit like that. You used to just being at work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. Now you're not there at work, so you're trying to figure out, okay, where am I going? What am I doing? And I'm not really... My brain ain't really coming up with shit. You know what I'm saying? So you're doing the shit you got to do for the most part, and it's like a whole new world, and you're seeing it from a different lens. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, there's people in here working out. This is a whole culture. You know what I'm saying? It's other things to do besides work. You know what I mean? Shit. Like, this not even killing me, you know, to do this.
Right.
That's interesting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just, man, it's a interesting lens at life.
Yeah. There's so many different lifestyles out there. So many different ways that you could tackle this day. You know, every day there's somebody doing something totally different that you may never have been exposed to. And it could, you know, it's eye-opening to see how people spend their 24 hours or whatever, you know, their waking hours and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's something. It's an interesting slice of life to see out there. I've been trying to, probably the last 2 weeks, maybe a week and a half, I've been trying not to eat meat, right? Mm-hmm. Just to, and I don't know, it just came out of the blue. It was a real lofty-ass goal that I came up with maybe last month. I was like, you know what? I'm not eating meat for the last 3 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. You know, I said it like it was going to be that easy.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been busting my ass, bro. I can't. First of all, I haven't really been able, you know, I just got my tire back, so I'm mobile again, but I hadn't been able to go to the grocery store since I got back from AC for a while. So I was just kind of like foraging through whatever the fuck I had in the crib, and I was putting a bunch of little bullshit meals together, starting to get the handle on it, but like, it's so much unlearning, not even unlearning, but just trying to figure out and planning,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the thing about, even if I don't cook, which I could cook, but like, even if I don't cook, I could go pick up some chicken and rice from the spot down the way. Like, I got these little quick ass meals off the top of the head that are both, that are, you know what I mean, meat based or whatever the fuck. Now it's just like, all right, bet, damn, what can I eat? You know, I've been, you know, just the same. It's been the same old shit. A lot of rice. You know what I'm saying? I just fucked with some beans, you know, like some vegetables. The whole reason I started trying to not eat as much meat is because I was trying to eat more fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I had this thought. I was watching, speaking of how people live, I seen at least one YouTube video. I forget what the other cat was. Was it a YouTube video or whatever? But it was like two cats that were, it was one YouTube video, and then the cat you sent me. But it was two cats in their 70s, two black dudes in their 70s. These motherfuckers is in absolute perfect shape, better shape than I've ever been in my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? One cat, this nigga doing muscle ups on the pull up bar, like wilding. And he said he got his shape at like 40. So he was like, you know, and his whole shit was, you know, just basically like fruits and vegetables. You know, he was like, I don't mess with no supplements. I've never been in a GNC in my entire life, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I had that thought about trying not to eat meat. That came around the same time. And then also, you know, I take vitamins and shit like that. So it's time for me to buy a whole new thing of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to one of my homies, my man Kev, who's a doctor. I got vitamins, and then I be taking these little black seed oil tablets,
mm-hmm.
right? I've been taking shit like that since COVID. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody kind of, well, I don't everybody, but I got on my little Dr. Sebi during COVID. I was fucking with elderberry, sea moss, all of that shit. You know, all that Styles P type shit. Right, but the one that really stuck was the black seed oil shit. I remember going to see my doctor, my primary. I was like, yo, I've been messing with black seed oil. What's the benefit to that? What do you think? He was like, what is that? He Googled the shit. He was like, this is black seed. I never heard of this before. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, nigga, so, boom. And then my homie Kev told me a while ago, he was like, you know, a lot of people, they take all them vitamins, and then when they die, like they do the autopsy, they open up their stomach. It just be like a mountain of undissolved fucking vitamins sitting in their stomach, which is crazy. I've heard also maybe they're not eating it with a meal or something like that. So it's nothing to break it down. But it was just like, you know, I don't know, he said this, but I feel like all of the shit that you get from these vitamins, you could probably just get from fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just really try to be a little bit more clean with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let that shit. And I've been hearing a lot of people say that. You know, my pharmacy is the produce section, mm-hmm. and all of that other shit. So, you know, I'm just trying to do a little bit more of that. And It's all right. I got to go full on grocery shop because I've been augmenting this no meat shit with a lot of bullshit too. I'm not going to lie. I mean, eating some dumb shit too, just because I be starving.
Right.
So I winded up eating bullshit that I, you know, that's the theme. So, you know, it's been an interesting challenge. I don't know how long I'm going to do it. I don't think I'm going to make it throughout the whole fucking these 3 months. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. Shit, my birthday's on Saturday. Yeah. I probably want to eat something official.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be on some, you know what I mean?
Thanksgiving going to kill you.
I'm looking at it as deprivation. You say
Thanksgiving
what?
Thanksgiving going to kill you.
Yeah, Thanksgiving going to be terrible. You know, yeah.
I think you tried this before, you know.
I've tried it a few times. I've tried it a few times to modest effect. You know what I'm saying? I definitely it's a pattern. It's a pattern for sure. I'm not even gonna lie. I guess that is true. I've tried this shit a few times.
Honestly, go ahead. People on here heard you try this before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they probably have. Yeah, they heard. Shit, niggas, it is what it is. Y'all niggas, look, sometimes shit be redundant. Y'all niggas say, I ain't the only motherfucker.
I'm saying it's real life. It's real life. It's just,
it is real life.
I was just saying, don't look at it like a new task. You know what I'm saying? It's a continuation of a task that you started.
That's a good way to look at it.
That's what I was saying.
And don't look at it. I don't think I got to set the bar super high.
Right.
What the goal of it really was, to be totally honest with you, is to kind of consider more fruits and vegetables. Like, pull those into the fray. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a motherfucker that just wear black all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, wear some colors. You know? So, like, just consider that. Throw some, you know, I try to, like, at least have a salad once a day, but like explore the fucking produce section. Try some of these other things. Try some squash, or try some mushrooms, or try some, you know what I'm saying? Rat, whatever the shit. You hear me? Just naming random ass vegetables, but you know, like, just to know how to navigate it. Cause I fucking shit, 2 weeks ago, I had some turkey necks. You know what I'm saying? So if I could go turkey neck, then I could do some shit. You know what I mean? Some fucking spaghetti squash.
Right.
You know. But anyway. Yeah,
I mean, it's tough. You know what I'm saying? It's tough. You know, I'm down a rabbit hole with the food shit too. I got to learn a whole new thing. Waiting on my list right now of fermented food to buy, and natural health food spots, and what kind of meat not to eat. And all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So it go deeper. Every time you go deep, it goes. It's another sect that's gonna go deeper. So
whole nother level. What's the fermented food for us? Well, like gut health?
Yeah,
or something?
Gut health. Health, and you know what I'm saying? Making sure that your gut has the right stuff to break down shit and the right biodiversity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To break down shit. So, you know, that type of deal. So I don't know yet. I'm not in it. You know what I mean? I'm not in it. But, you know, people are in it. You know what I'm saying? I seen today the list of no go-to spots for your first date came out.
Oh, I saw that list. I didn't read the whole shit. I got it somewhere. Let me see if I got it.
Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili, Chipotle. You know what I'm saying? Starbucks.
Your house.
A buffet. IHOP, Red Lobster. Waystop. Uh-huh. I mean, it's her first date. Bowling, ice cream dates, hookah bar,
church,
coffee dates, somewhere that requires a long drive. These people don't want to go nowhere.
What's available? What's being left? All of the little fly shit. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of bullshit. But speaking of that coffee date situation, you know, I got a friend of mine who stopped drinking, right? Stopped drinking a couple years ago, you know, just full on sober. So, but he's dating, you know? And so, you know, when he suggests like a coffee date, I think a lot of women look at that shit as him trying to be a cheap nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he trying to get over and whatever. but he's just trying not to be in a bar,
right?
Around alcohol. Right. He said he could be around it, but he's not going to engage. But you know, sometimes people feel a little weird if you think you're not drinking with them. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
But it's a trip. Yeah. It's a trip because you know, I mean, obviously I'm not on the scene like that, but like when you first situation, you know what I'm saying? Like you just getting to know somebody, you know. It's almost like, you know, what does it matter what the fucking first date is? If it's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's the first official, hey, baby, I'm going to bring you flowers and hold your hand type of date, then that's something different. But, like, you know, I'm just getting to know you. Shit, I don't see nothing wrong with dropping by the ice cream spot and walking down, you know what I'm saying, the park or some shit, you know? But that's an old nigga who ain't in it, you know what I mean? Like I think a lot of this shit, the way I be listening and hearing shit from the young niggas, it be like these dates is not only just to let me get to know you, but if I'm going to spend my time, I'm going to spend it in the way that I feel like I deserve to spend it, at a place where I think it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? Not, it ain't really just to get to know you, nigga. It's the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like it's like a booking. Damn, right. Yeah, which is ridiculous. You know, it's also a lot of this, like, social media, like, narrative. You know, the whole $200 dates and all of this silly shit. Like, it's ridiculous. And what happens is, there's people that participate in it because they looking for validation from the gram. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or from their friends. Like, I saw... You know, a lot of this conversation seems to be stemming from, you saw that video with the woman who wasn't going to get out the car when they pulled up the Cheesesteak Factory.
Right, right.
You ever see that
shit?
Yeah,
I saw that.
So they had a little follower. I thought it was, I call them skituations. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was, you know, one of these little fake ass things that they put together to kind of get the people talking or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, this can't be real. You know what I mean? You going straight to live, and like he didn't see you turn on your live when he pulled in and all of this other shit, and he looks in the camera. It felt like, again, like one of them things where it's like, you brought my baby a happy meal, but you ain't bringing the other kids, and you know, one of those things to get the people talking. Right. But he did like a little follow-up interview, and one of the things she was like, I can't tell my homegirls that I went to Cheesecake Factory. You know what I'm saying? Like, what would they think of me? Now, homegirl is 42 years old. She's not even, like, young and impressionable where, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you still give a fuck about what your squad think and you damn near middle-aged, like, what's going on? Like, why? You know, it's deeper than the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. And to be straight honest, I mean, fucking, I don't feel like nothing is off limits for a first date. I mean... Maybe going back to the crib is a little assumption, right, you know, right. But if you do it,
presumptuous.
Yeah, it's a little presumptuous. But look, Cheesecake Factory is trash food-wise, to be honest. But it's no, like, fuck it, it's a date. Like, what you want this motherfucker to take you to Le Bernadette or yes, fucking nigga, 11, obviously. You know what I mean? Yeah, but come on now. Like, we don't even, first of all... We don't even know each other like right. that. We even had a real conversation. We gonna go to some old crazy expensive ass restaurant where they doing courses and all that shit. That's gonna be more overwhelming than us even getting to know each other. Every time we like, so what you like to do? What you know? What do you do? Motherfucking new waiter coming over. Okay, so this next dish is a blowfish mixed with a crab reduction. You're like, nigga, this ain't the setting for this. Right. This ain't the setting for this. And it's low stakes like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, we just getting to know each other. We might not fuck with each other.
And I think that's what the women, that's what the ladies are saying. Like, we might not fuck with each other, but if I'm going to waste my time, if I'm going to spend my time, I need it to be in a way that I feel like it should be. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of that, you know, factors into everything. And it's a lot of internet talk. A lot of people say a bunch of shit that they don't really live. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker exactly. be straight up perched at the Cheesecake Factory with a shrimp po' boy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they not gonna say that online. They can't post that. You know what I mean? They not gonna admit to that. Nigga, you in a motherfucking town that ain't got shit, you gonna be at the whatever, the Applebee's or the Red Lobster.
Yard house.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yard house, all that shit. So it's really about, you know what I'm saying, completing a day and having a great time. But again, it's on the people. Like, you know, some people is dating is a goddamn business. Dating is a whole thing, not just I'm gonna meet somebody I might be able to link with. It's a whole thing. It's a part of the scene.
It's a food plan.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
It's a food plan.
Friday, yeah. I got this. Da da da. We gonna go to that place. I just take this picture and da da da. It's like the girl who posted I don't know when it was posted. I saw it today, where she was eating the oysters and shit.
And I saw that. She went through
48 pans of oysters. And then talking about after she finished the 4 pounds of oysters, talking about what we eating, the orders of crab cakes and the food and shit. Then the nigga disappeared, supposedly, like you said, a skituation. But since we sketching, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that nigga probably calculated his motherfucking time. Like, nigga, I ain't gonna be able to make it.
Yeah.
I'm not perpetuate dipping on no bill, but shit, it was gonna be a conversation. It's gonna be a conversation.
Yeah, man. I think that you like we talked about this also. I think that there's, you know, obviously so much posturing that goes on both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like and so much posturing and so much like, moving defensively, you know what I'm saying? And when I say posturing, I mean on both sides. Like, this is the place that you always go to. This is your standard. Meanwhile, like you said, you'd probably be in Cheesecake Factory any other day. But this guy said he gonna take you out. You want to go to Ruth Chris, right? Now, this dude, he know what his budget is. And he take you to Ruth Chris. And he know he's already fucking up his budget from the onset. He already know this shit is out of his lane. You know what I mean? But he trying to present himself in a certain way. You know what I mean? God forbid he's perceived as a broke boy. You know what I mean? So then he's seeing you order. And it's killing him inside. And he wants to say something, but God forbid he say some shit. And then God forbid, you pull out your fucking iPhone and go live on this nigga. Can you believe this nigga? I just tried to order another thing. He talking about he ain't got it, but he got me out here. What the why am I with all of these broke niggas? This nigga, now he done got put on the little Summer Jam screen of a live of 17 motherfuckers. But somebody screen grabbed that shit and it winds up on Baller Alert and that nigga is a victim. Yeah. Or vice versa, or whatever.
Vice versa. That's what will drive a nigga to dip, I tell you that.
Yeah, smooth out of there. You know, he just got it. I saw Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco talking about that shit. He was saying like when he first started in the league, he ain't really had no money. And he was, you know, I used to do a bit about this, like one of my first bits, the budget, whatever. But he was just talking about how he was kind of adjusting what he would order, you know what I mean, to kind of accommodate, you know, give her some runway.
Right.
So he ordering like a little Caesar salad. He said this back in the day, you know, he from like way deep off in the sticks and shit. So a Caesar salad was kind of fly to him.
Right.
So he was like, yeah, a little Caesar salad was my Caesar salad moment. You know what I mean? It's so funny how like as you learn and develop, like little shit could be feel so exotic. Nigga, I remember when I was young, nigga, Heineken felt like some fly shit. Yeah. Heineken, nigga, because it had syllables. Yeah. But anyway, But anyway, like he got his shit, and then she looking around, looking on the menu, and he like, what's going on? Why you taking so long? She was like, I'm just trying to see what goes with lobster. And he was like, condoms go with lobster. If you're going to order lobster, we having sex. Now, obviously, that you should do that, but there's got to be some boundaries communicated, like, we can't do that. So, right. You know what I mean? Like this, look, we just trying to get to know each other, see if there's any chemistry, if we could relate, you know what I mean? We could build towards all of this shit, but it don't need to be this, was it worth my time as if you got booking info in your fucking bio? That's just weird to me. It's just weird.
Like, where does it start? Where does it end? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. What is acceptable these days? You know what I'm saying? I see people go out and do little random coffee spots and have a great ass time and end up being a thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's a certain part of culture where going out is a lifestyle. And I think, you know, via social media as a common connector, that going out as a lifestyle becomes a topic of conversation constantly because that's what we're looking at. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's showing their beach pictures and their restaurant pictures and their green wall brunches and all this stuff. So this is what is to be expected. So I was talking to one young nigga yesterday, and he was saying that all the chicks out here these days expect Van Cleef and Hermes and shit. I was like, nigga, that's where you hang out, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Right. You at the hookah bar. You want to look like a baller. You got your watch on. And you know what I'm saying? You got the lamb chops and the lemon peppers and the lobster tails across the table with your hookah. You know what I'm saying? You're in a space where the flash and the whole thing is value. You use it to bring them in. And because you brought them in that way, that's going to be the topic of discussion. That's going to be what it is, you know. And, you know, I was just like, you know what I'm saying? First of all, he said that the girl, he did something and he was apologizing. She was like, I only accept apologies in Van Cleef. And then he was like, well, shit. I was like, well, first
we
of all.
We just got beef.
Right, yeah. Like, first of all, do she own any Van Cleef? You know what I'm saying? No.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So, you ain't got it already. You ain't bought it. Nobody has bought it for you. How you expected it? You know what I'm saying? One is the conversation. And you know, like, how did that even enter the fray? You know what I'm saying? Van Cleef, how did that enter the fray when it ain't even on the table? It ain't at your house. You ain't got no Van Cleef Hermes bags around that motherfucker. How did that even enter the chat? So, you know, it's about a lot of times the people that do have it, they know who to date. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even no reason to talk about it. Ain't no post, ain't no meme about it. You know what I'm saying? They know the niggas that do that. It's a whole lifestyle. Right. The whole lifestyle that do it is a whole lifestyle that go with it. You know what I'm saying? It's people that do all the things they need to do to fit within that lifestyle. And then it's the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, that's too short, say, get in where you fit in. If you you know what I'm saying? If you can't make nothing out of something, then keep on doing the way you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Get a little meal here, get a little meal there. Some people know how to take a coffee date and spin that shit all the way to what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? And you, shit, so, and everybody ain't got no private jet. So, you know, I think people got to look at their expectations sometimes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But the ones who do that shit, they know how to spot it. They know how to get in it. They know how to be a part of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't finna just jump in it if you ain't a part of that shit. So please place yourself and be a part of the things that you're trying to do. And if you ain't, if it ain't working, then you gotta move to the next subdivision.
Mm-hmm. And start, you know, starting what bracket works for you. You know what I'm saying? And on both sides, like, game recognized game. So if you ain't got no Van Cleef, this wasn't it. This is not where it's going to happen. That can't be your standard. Let's say that. That can't be your standard if you ain't never had it.
Right.
If you ain't never had it, that can't be your standard. Yeah, that's like stating wishing. It's like a rate you ain't never had before. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So it is what it is. It's you know. It's something to see. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I be looking at that type of shit. And I think as I get older, I get less and I don't really get triggered. Like, you be wanting to say some shit, but I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna speak to this. This is ridiculous. You know what I mean? But, like, I can understand how it can work people up. They can see how it becomes the chatter. Because I love going through the comments and seeing who's saying what. You know what I mean? Type of talk they talking about. Or you go in and look at their profile and see how they getting through it. You like, nah, come on. Shit don't really match up, the type of shit you saying, you know, but you just talking to be talking. It's a lot of, hot air on those internets.
Yeah, the internet is a place to just blow off some steam. Like, yep. A lot of what's said is not what's lived. So, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? You can't believe all this shit. A lot of these motherfuckers be saying all this shit, you know what I mean, doing a whole nother thing. All these old solo vacations and solo pictures in exotic countries and shit. Be having that, you know what I'm saying? That other side to it, you know? So, a lot of work went into this.
The off-camera shit.
That behind the scenes. Let's see the behind the scenes.
The BTS. Word. Exactly.
You know
what I'm saying?
Like, even the niggas, you know, niggas is all at the, you know, balling, you know, at the resort, you know what I'm saying? Flew them out.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's a lot go on with that, man. You know what I'm saying? You get home and still be, you know, in the same position you in. Like, yeah, damn, I done blow your ass out.
Hopped up.
Yeah, nigga, no. It don't mean there's no guarantee. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. That's goofy too. You know what I'm saying? You know. Like, you know, but reality is a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Reality is that shit will be sobering. You be like, damn, nigga, at the villa? For real? Damn, for real? Oh, shit, nigga. This is terrible. At the villa. This shit is beautiful. Yeah. Nah? Fuck.
Nah.
Yeah, nigga. Nah. Take
it's
it
that
easy.
Time. Locked. Nigga turn into a passport, bro.
Oh man, that's a whole nother situation. That's crazy.
Word up.
Ha! Anyway, look, next week, shit about to step up a little bit. We got a few things in store for y'all. Trust me, it's gonna get a little bit. I would say editorialized, a little sophisticated, a little, you know, just a few bells and whistles be added to the conversation. But one thing that I'm excited about, I think you're excited about it, is, you know, Raising Kanan coming back. Boy, that man 50, he don't fuck around, Pop. Fucking White Power ain't even over yet. Raising Kanan coming back on Thursday. And I'm ready for that shit. So
right.
We will be talking about that. So, you know, y'all tune in. You know what I mean? And we'll be building, we're going to build out the Instagram page. So when we say, yo, what you think about that? Where's that? You know, that I think that's going to be our landing page for comments and keeping the conversation going and maybe even starting some conversations that may wind up here on the pod.
Right.
And, I'm excited for that. What about yourself, Ali?
Basically, it's that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been here. How long have we been doing this?
45 years. Yeah, probably a decade. Probably almost. I think it's 2016, maybe 2014, some shit.
24. That's about 10 years. So it's just a time to, you know, we've been here. We've been riding with y'all. It's been, y'all been riding with us. And it's time to bring a flair to it that we haven't yet. Now, it's not going to all happen at once. Just know that. It's going to be a gradual thing, but we are making moves now where it's going to force us to do a whole lot better, be a lot more organized, and galvanize the group in a way that makes the conversation a real conversation and bring everybody that's in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we're starting with some changes next week. And moving forward, you know, we're going to continue to change until we get this thing right. And we're all celebrating, you know what I'm saying, conversational things. Word up.
There it is. There you go. And then, like, a true conversation, you know, it goes both ways. So, like, if there's things that you like about this conversation, let us know. You know what I mean? Maybe things that maybe we can highlight, or things, some suggestions, stuff that you want to hear and things of that nature. You know, yeah, share your thoughts. You know, be considered. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I got some upcoming shows. I'm at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, November 30th to December 2nd. I'm at the DC Improv, February 8th through the 10th. And at City Steam, I believe that's in Hartford, Connecticut, February 16th through the 17th. I'll be adding some more stuff too. So pay close attention to DamianLemon.com. But yeah, come on now. Let's sell some of these shows out. We trying to win. We trying to win. Trying to finish up 2023 strong and go into 2024 hardcore. You know what I mean? Willing to settle the score any fucking way. Yeah, we get out of here because shit is getting ridiculous. Until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Conversation.